Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This website, SB Nation, ranked all the games this weekend as far as watchability goes, and it's...
Well, I know last, so we don't need to do that.
Last was, no, the Texans weren't last.
They weren't last?
No. Eagles-Falcons.
They might not be wrong.
They might not be. Not because at least there's Trevor Lawrence play.
But that's the only thing, though.
But.
That's literally the only thing. And also, I wouldn't sleep on people's interest in seeing what happens with Urban Meyer offense in the NFL.
What about the Broncos and Giants? That can't be more boring. Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater.
That feels
Danny Dimes.
But this has to be the most boring game.
Vikings, Bengals,
Joe Burrows.
No,
what about Joe Burrows coming back?
I want to see Trevor Lawrence. I want to see. I mean, the Texans are unwatchable. I get that. I get that. But there is some interest in seeing the number one overall pick and in his first game and how he handles the unbelievable pressure and defensive prowess of our team.
What happens with Joe Burrows, though?
He's not Joe Burrows. He's Joe Burrow.
No, he's getting the S until he shows he can stay healthy and win in the NFL.
He's getting S from you?
He's getting the S. He's back to Joe Burrows.
No, he's not back to Joe Burrows. Stay healthy.
As a junior, he was Joe Burrows, and now he's Joe Burrows as a sophomore in the NFL.
Panthers?
I'm kind of with you. Now, the Giants always feel like the most boring team of football.
Yes.
The Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater is like, that's a sleeper.
These games are unwatchable.
But the Texans are unwatchable.
No.
We're going to because it's our city.
I'm looking at it from an angle of not Texans. I'm looking at it from an angle of Trevor Lawrence, okay? And that's something that you have to see if you're a fan.
You know, Falcons and Eagles is sneaky sleepy.
Yeah.
Because you got Jalen Hurts, who's not the most exciting quarterback. You got Matt Ryan. We've been there, done that for years and years with him. Oh, Mike Davis, cast off running back. Matt Ryan, he's a lame duck quarterback who's going to be a casualty next year. There's no Julio Jones. But Kyle Pitts is there, and I'm really interested to see Kyle Pitts. I think he could be a completely generational talent at tight end. So, you know, that's exciting to me to see Kyle Pitts. But there are some really intriguing games. I think Washington in general is a boring team, but Fitzpatrick makes them a little more interesting. And then their defense is really, really good. I am actually very interested to see Justin Herbert versus that Washington defense. I think that one, to me,
a good game.
My guess, 16 total games. My guess is that's something like 9 on their list, 10. It should be,
Got Steelers, Bills, the best game to watch.
Okay.
Browns, Chiefs, okay. Cowboys, yeah. Bucks, that was a really good game.
Yeah, no question.
Ravens, Raiders, 4.
Nah.
The first game in the stadium.
I don't care.
Well, I know you don't.
Whoa! I can't believe I want to keep watching because the stadium shots said no one ever.
Well, there are some good players on the field.
Do you get hyped on the Rams games in the new SoFi
Stadium?
No,
I would say
Stadium?
Chargers, Washington next because I want to see Justin Herbert against that.
I do too.
Cardinals, Titans.
I put Ravens and Raiders. I'd put them at the back half of the games to watch. Not in the top 8. I'd put them in the bottom 8.
Dolphins, Patriots. Very interesting game.
Dolphins, Patriots, frankly, should. I don't feel a lot of juice because it's Mac Jones versus Tua. It probably should be. That should be a reason you'd be interested.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's no momentum around Tua. But this is a division matchup.
Those where two Alabama quarterbacks going at it. I mean, it. Yeah, because quite frankly, I think both of those teams have a playoff shot.
Are the Patriots back? That's a good question. Are the is this Bill Belichick's revenge this year where he says, yeah, you guys all wrote me off this year. I found another Tom Brady.
Well, I went out and spent a boatload of money.
On free
agency. And I got rid of Cam Newton so you can actually watch us.
And I got my defensive opt-outs back from last year, guys who opted out of the season, which they led the league in opt-outs defensively. And then, and then Miami, you know, is Miami the come-up team? Like, which one of these two teams is battling for the playoff spot behind Buffalo? I think that is an intriguing game to me.
Bears-Rams. That's a game. I want to see Matt Stafford. I want to see, especially against that Bears defense.
There's
an
outside shot you could see Justin Fields, too.
Justin Fields.
Did you hear what Chris Collinsworth said yesterday?
That Justin Fields is the greatest quarterback he's ever seen?
No, that's everybody else in the media.
Zach Wilson is the greatest quarterback
he's ever seen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You pick your quarterback and he's the greatest.
Tony Romo has him.
No, Tony has him.
Yeah, that's right.
What Collinsworth said yesterday is they were previewing the game with the Rams versus the Bears, and he said, I want to tell you what. He said, I haven't really watched a lot of Detroit Lions football games. He said, in preparation, I went back and watched a lot of Matt Stafford games. He goes, this guy is a really good quarterback. He said, I was kind of blown away at what I saw on tape. He said 45-yard seam throws on a dime. And he just talked about the fact that he thinks that is really an underrated quarterback going into the season. And I'm curious because he has been a non-factor for most of his career. This would be a great opportunity for him to make his career mean something. I don't want to act like it's been meaningless, but he's known for being the quarterback to go over 5,000 yards, to throw to Calvin Johnson 100 billion times. But he hasn't done anything in Detroit. Yeah. It's not necessarily his fault, but a lot of times, does he get a free pass just because it's been such a bad organization? I don't know. He's got a wealth of talent this year on the offensive side, despite losing his starting running back to an injury to another ACL tear. So I think it's going to be curious. I'm curious to see how he does, but Collinsworth was just effusive about Matt Stafford and his talent and how he thinks it's really going to shine in L.A.
Yeah. Rams. All right, it's 8:07 on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to have Hatchet Man, Tony Valentine, going to return to the show. The season opener last night, I'm pretty sure he had the Cowboys plus the points, or he took Tampa money line, one of the two, because that's what he does. He just picks winners. That's all he does. So we'll hear from Tony Valentine and what's going on in his life. We haven't talked to him in a while. So we got the start of the NFL season, though, and if you need winners, then that's what Tony Valentine is here for. So you want to listen in. Jackie, we had seen the story. There was a giraffe in Baton Rouge that was named Burrow, B-U-R-R-E-A-U-X. Burrow, it died. So that's not a good sign for Joe Burrow when this was a young giraffe, too. They named it after him, and he got some kind of illness. And it's not funny that a giraffe died, but it is unfortunate that that happened right before this season started. Do you fear for Joe Burrow's life this season without a knee? You know, since he doesn't have any knees.
I think he's got knees.
You think he's got knees now?
Yeah, he's
got
some knees.
Apparently he was a little bit skittish in the pocket.
Yeah, I want to see how that was early in camp. I want to see how it looks. I'm excited right now to see a lot of stuff in the games. My wife was asking if I'm going to Texans. I said, yeah, I need to pick up a press credential. So
you're going to the
parking
game?
Pass. I will go early on.
I'm not doing all that. I want to watch on TV to hear stuff. I just don't want to do all that.
And I want to, there's a lot of other stuff I want to see too. So, but I can pull it up
what
on
other
my screen.
Stuff
I got
to
make sure
see?
I can, I got to make sure I can watch all my games on my Sunday ticket on the computer. I think I can from the stadium. I don't think it's a problem.
I mean, what other things do you want to see?
I want to see what the atmosphere is like. I want to see how many people are in the stadium. I want to see if it's loud at all.
What they didn't do in the preseason.
I want to see that new bull that does his head back and forth that they spend all their money on.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. But here's the deal: they can't they can't control the telecast for CBS like they did in the preseason. Did you notice they didn't show any wide shots of the stadium, of the empty stadium against Tampa? They had zero wide shots so that you could see how empty it was.
You can't control it.
Well, they can't control that anymore. So it's going to be interesting.
You think it's going to be empty?
I think it's going to be half empty, yeah.
You think it's going to be half empty? You're half just empty. Saying half.
No, I'm saying no. I think
70,000. You think 35,000 is going
to
be there?
35,000.
Nah, it'll be over 50,000.
You think so?
I mean, it's still 22,000.
Yeah,
not there. I think it'll be closer to game one, 55.
Okay, week 10. What's your attendance? week 10 is a bye.
In the seats.
Week 11 or 12, whatever. Yeah. Whatever their next home game. In the seats.
31,000.
Yeah,
that's super
less
low.
Than half.
That's not filling
less
up,
than half.
That's not filling up TDECU Stadium or whatever.
Where no, it's plays. Not. That doesn't fill that up. It doesn't fill up TDECU. So it's going to. Hey, listen, we got to find positives. We don't have to be negative about this team all the time. But it's going to be all. It's. I feel bad for Greg Grissom. This is his first year as president of the team, and it's just going to be a struggle trying to drum up positivity for this organization. Just a difficult job. He's got one of the toughest jobs in sports right now. 811 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, as we mentioned, I mean, stay with us. It is what it is. I mean, your organization did things that were stupid. And when I say organization, Bill O'Brien, guys you guys hired. Bill O'Brien, Jack Easterby. I'm not going to blame things on Nick Caserio. You can't fix it but this is what every organization has to go through at some point, some worse than others. The Texans went from being an 11-win team to a team that looks like they have the roster of an expansion team. I've never seen that happen in the history of sports. Never, other than the Miami Marlins after they won a title. And the Texans didn't even win a title and they were able to pull this off.
Yeah.
I mean, the Marlins shipped everyone out after they won a title. The Texans just shipped everyone out because Bill O'Brien got pissed off at different times.
That's what Bill O'Brien do. So when we come back, there were some interesting comments at the Bayou Bucket. Dana Holgorsen and Mike Bloomgren. We'll do that.
There was a lot of amour.
Yeah, there was a lot of love and a lot of sloppy kissing going on at the event. So we'll talk about that on the other side. Right now, though, it's HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. We're big proponents here. We really love what they've done for us. As we mentioned, we had another payroll company that we had before them, and they just didn't work out because we grew as a business and they wouldn't grow with us. And they wouldn't customize a plan for us because it was cookie cutter. This is what you pay for the payroll. Well, really? If I've got 15 employees or I've got 5,000 employees, I'm going to pay the same? No. They customize plans for you at HRP, so that's awfully important. They also let you pick all of your benefits packages, which other payroll companies don't let you do. So they're going to give you a discount on the payroll, and they say, look, we got our payroll is less. But then they get you. They got the gotcha. The gotcha is we're going to charge you more for your benefits packages. And so that's how they get over on you. Well, HRP doesn't do that. They're HR and they're payroll, and that's all they do. And then they give you options for all the other stuff, and you pick what you want in your benefits packages. That's what's happening every single day at HRP. Go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, want to tell you about my good friends over at Allstate Siding and Windows. Great company. Love the work that they do. I think it's very important that you take a look at your windows as one of the big culprits when it comes to inefficient cooling of your house. If you find that your AC bills are sky high, one of the big culprits are leaky windows. And when you have the double pane, double strength windows that can withstand 130 miles per hour plus wind from hurricanes, hey, that's a big advantage. It also helps keep your house quieter and keeps more dust out of the house. But they retrofit it to the space where your window is. They custom measure it, custom create it, and you get windows that are not leaky, that are quiet, and that do give you the protection that you're looking for. And this is a company that it's a family-run company. Their name means something. And they also are doing great siding work for you as well. Really updates the look of your home. 25% off windows right now, or buy 10, get 2 free. They're also giving away $2,000 off of complete siding jobs. Go to the website, allstatesidingandwindows.com, or call them today to get on the books at 832-204-1936, 832-204-1936.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I mentioned that we've got Tony Hatchetman at 8:30. We got, at 9:30, we got Dale. Dale Ole is going to join us here to talk some college football. I just saw he tweeted out. He tweeted out that his tweet was that he's got a podcast called Respect My Decision. And he tweeted it out this morning. And in it, he says that Dana Holgorsen and Manny Diaz both need wins badly this weekend. I agree wholeheartedly that Coach Holgorsen needs, he does. He needs this one badly. And this is a big game for him and his team. And his quarterback's got to play better. His defense is going to have to play better for four quarters. And Rice is a good football team. It'll be interesting to see how they go about it with McCaffrey and Green. But Rice has definitely improved. So this is no gimme. It's the Bayou Bucket. It is tomorrow night at Rice Stadium at 5:30. So the two of them met the media yesterday at the Bayou Bucket Luncheon, which happens every year, courtesy of the Touchdown Club. Mm-hmm. And there was they had some interesting quotes about making out, about making out with the Bayou. Well, here's Coach Blomgren talking about the Bayou Bucket.
And I will kiss that thing like it's my wife if we earn that thing on Saturday night.
He will kiss the Bayou Bucket like it's his wife.
Okay.
Now, that's not just a peck on the cheek. I mean, that's, I don't know how
you don't
Coach
know their
Blomgren,
relationship.
Yeah,
you
I don't know. I don't know how, you know, if he's into.
Yeah, it might just be.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if they're really in it together.
But if he's not 90, yeah. Usually at about 90, you just peck on the
cheek. Well, he said wife. He said, I'm going to kiss her. Like, my guess is he meant that to say, I'm going to really be excited about this. That's my guess.
Yeah, I guess.
That's my guess.
I want to see him, though. You know, when you win a golf tournament or you win a tennis tournament, you kiss the trophy. You know, the Wanamaker trophy, you kiss it, you know, and everybody takes a picture of you kissing the, you right. know, the golf trophy, whatever, and that's great. But if he's going to kiss it like his wife, I want to see tongue. I want to see slobbering.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
do you want to?
Well, I feel bad for Mrs. Blomgren if it's just a peck.
Do you want to see that?
Well, yeah, I think that would be fun. I do.
Have you seen that bucket? How old and dingy it kind of is?
Well, hey, listen. What are you out of the Stanley Cup? What happens? Everybody drinking out of it. It's been to strip clubs. It's been to it goes places. Okay, and you've got to love it. You got to drink out of it.
Did Dana Holgorsen talk?
Well, Dana
about
Holgorsen making... said this in response to that.
Well, I don't have a wife, but my analogy would be I'm not going to let him kiss my wife, even though I don't have one.
he wouldn't.
So basically,
like,
you're not. We're not going to let you win.
Well, we're not going to let you kiss my wife, my imaginary wife,
yeah.
Lene Kukuya, Dana's wife,
well,
Lene Kukuya,
could,
who doesn't exist.
The only way you could is if you got the win. That's what he already said. If they win, they get the bucket, he's going to kiss it.
He's not going to. Well, he can't kiss my wife.
If Houston loses to Rice, Dana is may have to win out. The amount of unhappiness in that building, with that president and with everyone else, the amount of disappointment will be substantial.
Well,
at Houston.
Let's face it, they're going to struggle ticket wise. It's just, which was one of the big reasons there was very little fanfare and excitement about Major's run here. I don't think people believed in him. I don't, you know, and before that, Tony, it was bad. The attendance got bad. If they lose to Rice this week, they're going to struggle selling tickets. There's no question about that. Filling up TDECU.
Yeah,
and if
already.
That is the case, then that creates a big problem for Dana.
Yeah, I mean, he was, let's face it, he's the highest Group of Five paid coach in the nation. I think the highest.
I don't
one
know.
One of the top
yeah.
two or three.
I don't know what's
sure.
happened with Luke Fickell.
He's paid like, yeah, he's paid like a Power 5 coach. He went from a Power 5 team to a Group of 5 team. There's so much excitement. I was, you know, I loved the hire. I really thought that we would see a turnaround by year two, but that didn't happen. It was a COVID year. It was a tricky, tricky year. But 3 years is a pretty good run for a coach to kind of put his stamp on a program. And if it doesn't happen in year three for Dana, and probably more importantly, if Tillman Fertitta loses patience with you, that's where it's really gonna, you know, that's where it's really gonna be tough for him. But they got to beat Rice. And if you're Mike Bloomgren and you're trying to grow your program and you're getting better, it's taking time. It's slower incremental steps, but you're getting better. This would be a big, they didn't pull off a win against Arkansas, where I was kind of with you. I thought that might be a little more interesting game, but I think Sam Pittman's doing a good job at Arkansas. Now, all of a sudden, if they could get a win against Houston, that could be a springboard game for their players to feel like, hey, we got a lot of confidence right now in Coach Bloomgren and the direction we're headed. And then Rice might be able to get, you know, to 10 or 20,000 in a stadium at some point this year. 10 or 12 maybe. They may be able to get up into the 12,000 mark.
Yeah, that's so tops.
Dana is the highest paid non-Power 5 coach. He's 8 spots ahead of Luke Fickell. It's actually not that much of a difference, though. It's only about $400,000 between him and Fickell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's the highest paid.
He is the highest non-Power 5 coach.
Well, he got paid a Power 5 salary.
Yeah.
And a good Power 5 salary.
And which would you have rather heard from Bloomgren? If we win or when we win?
Oh, yeah, the when we
well,
win would have been nice.
Yeah,
if you're
but you
Rice,
don't say
though,
that.
I don't think you want to take that shot.
No. You don't say that. You say if we win. And Dana, too. I mean, nobody's going to go, you know, hey, we're going to kick your – look at us. Oh, we're
Dana
kick
for sure doesn't
ass.
Want to say that. No. When we win, and then if you lose to Rice, like, can you imagine? That wouldn't be
that
good.
Would be, no, that would be
– You don't say that.
No, let's just say I don't disagree. This is a must-win kind of situation for Dana. He's got to definitely drum up excitement for the – And listen, it's almost a no-win situation for him because Houston is supposed to beat Rice, right? I mean, they are.
Last I checked, 8-point favorite, Houston.
Yeah, yeah. So they need to come out and you know he's put all of his eggs in that Clayton Tune basket. That thing better produce some eggs.
Not a great
some
basket.
So far, it's been a bunch of laying eggs is all Clayton Tune has done.
Not a great basket to have your eggs in. But, Dell is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk college football with him.
And
also,
can you imagine Miami losing to Appalachian State? What would go on there?
Yeah, and App State's one of those teams that you're always worried about. Yeah. Ever since they beat Michigan, and you know, they're a feisty team now. Like them and Louisiana, University of Louisiana, as they like to be called now, those are the two teams in that Sun Belt that they're hecklers, both of them. You just don't like seeing either one of those. That's why Texas,
Georgia
I
State
thought,
is another
thought
one.
That was a good win by Texas last week against Louisiana. But App State's another one that you just, they're extremely well coached, and you just, it's not a fun matchup to have to go in. And you don't want your players to be down after Miami just got done getting their tails kicked by Alabama. The fear is going to be they have a letdown against Appalachian State. Oh, well, that is not the team to let down against. I can promise you that. So COVID testing, who was it that it was Renfro yesterday? There was something that was said where you had, let me pull up the story here. Yeah, we got the audio right now. Hold on a second. Where, Major League Baseball had to deny Hunter Renfro's comments about, he said Major League Baseball basically told us to stop the testing and just treat the symptoms. Here he is on WEEI talking about Hunter Renfro. I'm talking about talking to the guys from the Boston station. He's a Red Sox talking about the what he said Major League Baseball was actually doing right now relative to COVID.
I mean, I've been going through a lot of stuff with COVID, and I think one of the things like MLB's basically told us stop testing and just treat the symptoms, but we're like, no, we're going to figure out what's going on and keep, you know, then try to keep this thing under control. But other than that, I think that, you know, our staff, like I said, are doing an incredible job keeping guys on the field. And but the COVID stuff, and then they've got, you know, a lot of our really good players that we could use right now, obviously, you know, Nick and Bogey and Christian and guys like that, and that we could really use. And thank God we got Kike back the other day, and he's obviously stepped in huge and already contributed to the team coming back.
So MLB asked you to stop testing?
Yes.
And just sort of try to play on, move on, and don't worry about it?
Yeah.
Wow. And you guys, I mean, you wanted to kind of put an end to it, right, in that locker room. And it looks far you have.
Yeah, now we've done a pretty good job, I think, containing of what we had. Obviously, we had a big outbreak. I think mostly because TK came on the plane and you know, obviously was on the plane without us knowing, obviously. I think that's one of the bigger things is, like, you know, he was vaccinated. And, you know, the guys that are vaccinated don't really get tested. So he came on the plane and got some other guys sick and kind of moved forward from there, but obviously it's not TK's fault. You know, he can't do anything about it. But,
yeah.
You know, but like I said, we're moving forward. We're doing well right now. Got to keep going and keep grinding.
The Red Sox said Renfro is completely wrong and inaccurate. A league spokesperson told the Boston Globe. And the Red Sox refuted Renfro's comments, saying, "We've been following MLB's COVID-19 protocols all season long. We have consulted closely with them on everything we've done and continue to test, and their medical staff has been very, very supportive. As of Thursday, 9 people with the team have tested positive for the virus, with 11 others sidelined due to symptoms or close contact with positive cases. Among the players sitting out are Xander Bogaerts, Enrique Hernandez, Christian Arroyo, Matt Barnes, and Nick Pavetta." Kind of a big deal when you're out there trying to chase down playoff spots to have that many guys out. The Red Sox are under 85% vaccination threshold in their clubhouse, although some of the players who tested positive are vaccinated. That is, Major League Baseball cannot be happy about him going on a radio show. And WEI is kind of a big station.
Yeah.
They cannot be, Boston and the Red Sox, kind of a big market team. They cannot be happy that he went out there and said, "Yeah, Major League Baseball told us to just stop testing completely." So they told,
what?
So they told you not to test anymore? Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. All right. So
you knew the Red Sox are going to say, "He's lying. That's not true. That's did not say Major League Baseball." Nope. Inaccurate. Is it possible? I think it's possible. I don't think it's probable, but I do think it's possible.
Did you see the throw he made to end the Tampa game the other night?
I didn't see it.
Huh? Oh, my gosh. Ball got by the center fielder. He ran it down and threw a bullet to third. Unbelievable play, and ended the game. Game-ending throw.
Just a
one-run game, and Wendell was thrown out at third. Just dumb, trying to take that base on. Yeah, he made an unbelievable play, but still. It's 8:29, so Tony Valentine's going to join us on the other side. Right now, though, I'm talking about another crazy man. Well, not that Tony Valentine is crazy. He's just different, and you never know what he's going to say. And that is also the case with John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is a guy who is nuts, and you'll hear him tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And you know what? He does a lot of buying of cars on the radio. It's crazy, but that's a radio show. And he also does a lot of other stuff that you're like, that was inappropriate or in poor taste. That's just John Clay Wolf. You don't care as long as dude gives you the most for your car, right? I mean, there are certain things that you won't put up with in your life, but a guy who buys your car for more than anybody else will pay you, I don't care what he says. Just give me that money. And he gave me money for my daughter's car, which was unbelievable that I would have gotten that much from that car that she beat the snot out of. But he did, and he will do that for you as well. All you got to do is go to givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
My guys over at Texas Star Grill Shop, man, they are doing it right for you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable assortment of different wood pellets. They've got so many people in the game now. They've got all the grills that you can possibly imagine. The hub that I go to, which is, well, actually I go to the one on Woodway now. It's a little closer to me, but where I got my grills, the big mothership is at Shepherd right there, off of 59 over by Greenbrier. So many different grills to choose from. Kamado Joe for the ceramic cookers, if you love that. The Big Green Egg, I believe they're still carrying that as well. They've got the Pits and Spits. They've got the Traegers, the newest version of the Traegers, Green Mountain, Memphis. They've got the DCS infrared cookers as well with the rotisserie on it. I mean, you're going to find exactly what you're looking for at Texas Star Grill Shop. You're going to get it at better prices. And right now, when you mentioned you heard about it from us, they're going to give you assembly and delivery absolutely free. So go check out TexasStarGrillShop.com. It's your one-stop shop for all of your barbecue needs. I promise you that. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
News on Sunday Night Baseball. The New York Yankees and New York Mets.
Sunday night following Browns Chiefs on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
No sleep till...
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. 835, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bringing in gambling expert back to the show, Tony the Hatchet Man Valentine. You know, it's been a while since we've talked, Tony. Welcome to the show. We appreciate you being back here.
Yeah, I mean, wow, unbelievable! I come back on. The prodigal son makes his return back to the Kegel, back to the city of Houston. You know, I'll be honest with you. I respect the BC boys who came back with the BC boys. I respect them. I used to know Adam Yauch. You know, Mike D. This guy is a real prick. I can't stand Mike D. Mike Diamond. I'm just being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer it if you don't play No Sleep Till Brooklyn. A, I'm not from Brooklyn. And B, me and Mike Diamond got so much beef, I just can't even imagine. I can't even imagine being able, you know, to listen to the Beastie Boys after I know about what he did in one of the discount sushi emporiums that I had open. So, listen, it's great to be back. It's great to be talking football with you guys. It's great to be talking everything with you. I can't believe that football season's here. I had the game yesterday, Dallas Cowboys plus points. Obviously, when I put you now we got so many bets on prop bets. Are you kidding me? All these prop bets. And, I mean, I was doing this, as you know. I mean, you can tell the people. I was doing prop bets like 25 years ago when I was a small, you know, just on the very cusp of becoming a Hall of Fame handicapper. Which I am. I'm in the Handicapping Hall of Fame in Sea Caucus, New Jersey, as most of you know. You maybe have been there before. I'm telling you right now, you want to talk about CeeDee Lamb. Are you kidding me? This guy, they said, we think he's going to have 64.5 total yards. I was like, I'm sorry. Can you wait right there while I go cash in my house and make a house bet? Because that was a house bet. And you got to understand something. Tony Hatchman Valentine, I'm not one of these geeks that just sits there and tries to play with the calculator and like, look at me, I'm a little calculator player. I do mathematics to get my play. Yeah, do I use analytics? Yeah, obviously. I'm a big analytics type of guy. But I don't sit there like, I play, do you understand that I actually played the game? I played at Bergen Catholic. I won a state championship. I played fullback. I was on the kickoff and kick cover and kick return team. I mean, are you kidding me? And I bench press. Like, I'm not one of these calculated guys. I know how football's played. So when they put numbers out there for me to fire at, it should be criminal. I mean, they should be running through me. Until they figure out that Tony the Hatchman Valentine is burying bookmakers across the country, you got a chance right now. 1-800-676-5200. Get on the platinum line. And there's something to you, too, Sean. When you get this,
John,
and you need to tell your listeners this,
yeah, John.
When you got a chance to get on Hatchet Kings, this is a brand new fantasy football game that I got called Hatchet Kings.
Whoa.
And in Hatchet Kings, and it's sweeping the nation by storm. It is sweeping the nation by storm. Think about this. Hatchet Kings, ready? Here's what you do. You throw, you buy $100. And if you win, you win $500. Now, that's 5-1. That's unheard of. You know who you're playing against? Me. Tony Hatchman Valentine. This is what you're going to do. Listen, Sean. This is what you're going to do.
John.
You pay $100, okay? And you pick any five players off the rosters. Any five players. My picks are then sealed in an envelope, all right? And then the games play out Sunday, Thursday, Monday. And on Tuesday, we unseal it live on a live stream on HatchetKings.com. You're going to live stream, and you can see if you beat me. And my picks are going to be unsealed from this envelope, and we'll see if I beat you or not. And if you beat me, I give you 500 big ones. If you lose, I keep you 100. And never, you're not going to find any other place like this.
Sealed.
It has elements of gambling.
Yeah.
It has elements of fantasy football.
It doesn't seem like it's too much gambling, but okay. It doesn't seem gambling since it's sealed, but okay, I get it. That's different.
Yeah, the 5-1? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
Is FanKings and all these other draft duels and all this stuff, are they giving you 5-1? No.
No.
But I am. But right. I am 5-1 if you can beat me. But once again, you don't get to see what my picks are until Tuesday.
Got it.
Well, FanKings.
Right.
Hey, make sure you spread the word on the social. Put that on the Facebook. All right, Hatchet Kings. It's the new big time daily fantasy.
That's it, Hatchet Kings.
So what else is going on?
So you heard it here first. Well, we used to have a guy here, Raheel. I don't know if you remember him. He always questioned you, but you are still working. He didn't think you could do like 10 push-ups. That you're all blown up. That you blow yourself up as far as your
wow
your body
you
goes.
I mean,
yeah.
Wow, have you never seen? I got my own weight belt.
That's all I got to say.
I got a weight belt. You don't get a weight belt unless you're slinging around heavy, heavy metal. All right? I'm pushing lead like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what he's talking about. I got my own weight chalk. You know that stuff that you put on your hands? The weight chalk?
The weight chalk, yeah.
And then you know the wraps on your knees? I got that too. I got my own weightlifting boots. I got my own weight belt. You know, there's two people that got weight belts. Movers and guys that swing around heavy metal all day long in the gym. So, yeah, for whoever that guy is, you know, sayonara or whatever, c'est la vie, whatever language you want to say.
Yeah, no, rest in peace. Rest in peace because he's dead to us now.
Rest in peace if that guy died, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm sorry to the family, but 1-800-676-5200. So okay, they can call me. I can help pay for his burial because I just killed him.
So let's talk about some games this week. We got some big games this weekend. For example, like Coastal Carolina is playing Kansas, 26.5-point favorites.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
What side do you like
Kansas
in that one?
Well, you know, on one hand, you got this. Okay, so it's going to be a very interesting. Kansas, as some people know and some people don't know, is landlocked, right? So, you know. There's never any threats of hurricanes or any of this stuff. It's a very safe place to live in Kansas. No natural disasters like a hurricane are going to hit you.
Tornadoes.
You know, that's more Oklahoma if you really want to get technical.
Right.
The Dorothy thing, that didn't count. That was blown out of proportion. But if you think about this, though, Coastal Carolina. Wow. I mean, at any minute, you could catch a hurricane. So I think, you know, they're going to be playing with a lot of urgency, but at the same time, a tremendous amount of fear. So that can make it very dangerous. When you get if you ever had a cat cornered, like a feral cat, oh my God, you think that the feral cat, when it turns into fight or flight and they decide to fight you, the feral cat's tougher than a pit bull. I don't wish a feral cat on my worst enemy like the Raheel guy. I don't wish it on nobody. But I will tell you this much. Maybe Coastal Carolina is a feral cat. Some feral cats come out of there and they scratch you up and they bite you and they do a lot of damage. But some feral cats get put down. They get put down and they get killed. So, you know, I know which side this one's going. If you'd like a little, you know, shot at this one, 1-800-676-5200. As you said, it's one of the more talked about games in college football this week. And, you know, frankly, because of the hurricane type, you know, and being on the coast and everything.
Yeah.
So, landlocked team, they're safe. It's safe in Kansas. I can tell you that much.
I can tell you, you're not going to get that analysis anywhere else, that's for sure.
1-800-676.
Coastal Carolina, the feral cat.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more where that came from. 800-676-5200. Listen, they got college games. Iowa and Iowa State, this is what you guys don't know. They are rivals from the same state. And – when you look at this game, and I look at it and I say, huh, Iowa, Kirk Ferentz. Bet you didn't know who that was. He's the head coach at Iowa. Kirk Ferentz has taken on this other guy from a very hot name at Iowa State that I'm going to keep it off the radar right now because I'm getting some info out of Iowa State. I promise you this much. Iowa State's definitely ready for this one. This game is going to come down to the last few seconds. I've already heard how it's supposed to end. You ever watch wrestling?
Yeah.
You know how sometimes people know how it's going to end?
Yeah.
Trust me when I tell you this.
Yeah.
This game is basically like a SummerSlam for me. 1-800-676-5200. I know who comes out of that cage. I know who gets thrown through a table.
Wow.
Tony the Hatchman Valentine already knows how this one works, metaphorically speaking.
Right, right. Matt Campbell, by the way, is the coach of Iowa.
You're supposed to keep it off the books.
Well, no,
all right. it's out now. It's out now.
Well, no, people. Yeah. So you're gonna you will reveal to us, I would imagine, on Tuesday who you had in that game. Tuesday, you'll tell us. I would imagine.
No. It's gonna be in the Platinum Club. 800-676-5200. I can tell you this. Right now, we're catching a pretty good heat of 15-1 on the Platinum Club's last few plays. A lot of baseball plays. We rode the Yankee hot streak, as I told you I would, as I told you would happen. We got off right in the nick of time.
Yeah. So you're not really an analytics guy per se, but you do know that
we're everything. Yeah, we're everything.
Yeah.
I mean that's what makes us special. We do everything.
Yeah.
I sit there and do a lot of analysis, X's and O's, because I'm a former player, as you know.
Yeah.
I've got a championship.
Right.
We do have my son, Paulie, who's all grown up. Paulie the Hammer Valentine. That's one of the guys who works for me now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a different math guys. I've got a couple of, let's just call them, they're from the Pacific Islands, if you know what I mean, who are really good with math. So, boy, right now, I mean, we've got it all. And don't forget Hatchet Kings.
Right.
Also, Hatchet Kings, you get a 5-for-1. Are you kidding me? You can win $500 for $100? That's basically stealing from me.
Yeah.
I should press charges.
Sounds like it's stealing.
Hey, you know what game I like a lot? I'm going to give you a freebie right here. If you get a chance, I don't know if you can get down on this one, but if you get a chance, play the Rams. I love the Rams' money line. I think this is a great play for you to jump on that money line, unless, of course, something happens between now and game time. That's why you got to be on Platinum Club, 1-800-676-5200. They got a new quarterback. They traded the guy that looks like the guy from, see, your stars, you well, la, la, la. You know, La La Land?
Yeah,
Goff. That guy?
Yeah, Jared Goff.
Yeah. So he's gone.
Right.
He's gone.
Right. Yeah,
and
we heard.
They brought the kid in.
Yeah.
They brought the kid in with the Megatron, the one that was.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford.
Stafford. Stafford, are you kidding me? Have you ever seen this guy?
Yeah.
Throws like a maniac. Fattest face I've ever seen. One of the fattest faces on a skinny guy I've ever seen.
So the Rams are big favorites against the Bears, but you like that money line thing. You like that?
Sure. I would jump on that, because let me tell you, they got another guy over there with the Rams. Remember I told you this name? Cup.
Cup.
You say, I tell you Cup, you say what? What?
Right,
you
got receiver.
The solo cup, we're playing beer pong or whatever, and I'm telling you, no. There's a white kid named Cup. Unbelievable.
He had
a knee injury last year. I remember you heard it here first from Tony the Hatchet Man Valentine. Cup.
Got it.
Cup.
Got it.
Write it down. Yeah. Write it down. It's not, but with a K.
Right. With a K. Yeah. But not CUP. Cup with a K. Yeah.
I mean, these white receivers.
So
these white guys, the wide receiver, they're killing me. They're unbelievable. It's really the game has really changed. In a way, it's gone back to the way it used to be.
Right. So how many, since you're the king of inside information, how many college kids now have you bought with the NIL, and now you got all the inside information?
DSE, Discount Sushi Emporium, home of the Tilapia Toro. We have 5 players. One is on Rutgers.
Rutgers,
We got a Rutgers kid. We got one from Temple, and we got 3 from a junior college.
Mm.
One from a junior college. We got 2 also that are on the basketball program. And, you know, we meet with them. There's one other kid from UConn that we got.
It's always
great catching up with them, talking about how practices went,
yeah.
you know, who the quarterbacks are, they're in the injuries, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So our NLA, all that stuff where you pay these kids, unbelievable. And listen, I mean, you know me.
No, yeah.
I mean, I've been getting inside information for years. You think I wasn't the first with this NLI stuff?
Mm.
I was already taking care of guys.
NIL.
But now, now they can put Discount Sushi Emporiums on their sweatbands and whatnot. But, this is it's wild times now. I mean, you got people giving out 5-1 odds on Hatchet Kings. You got the Rams with the kid with the fat face at quarterback. I mean, it's wild times. Cup. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Cup?
No. You're
inside. Hurricanes in the Kansas game. So, yeah, it's a lot of crazy stuff
no,
right now.
Your inside information is second to none. I don't think there's any question about that. There's
Absolutely.
Yeah, the fat-faced
kid. I'm really
kid.
Happy to be back here. 1-800-676.
Yeah, David has a question for you before we go. Can you ask Tony about Traquan Lambert, the wide receiver from Stetson State? You know,
from where?
Stetson State.
Oh, big-time guy. You know, he's one of those guys, if you watch him play, which I have, if you're a guy who really digs in, and you know me, you've probably seen the setup before, 14 televisions across, you know, in my man cave, and I got 14. And Traquan's one of the guys that I had circled a long time ago. He's unbelievable. I was on him when he was in high school. Just a lot of great things about him with his hands. He's fast. Traquan, unbelievable.
And
listen, if I say it out loud, when I say Traquan, you think this kid's got speed. You're right.
Yeah. No question.
Absolutely.
And he's leading Stetson State to big things.
Look, I'm just looking at it right now. Cooper Kupp.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? And you look at this kid, Cooper Kupp, this guy's slow. You better be very careful on that one.
Yeah, no. He's deceiving. He has deceiving speed.
Don't judge a book on its cover. That's what my dad used to always tell me that, because that's why you got to punch first. If you judge a book on its cover,
and
you think, I'll just get in this kid's face, and they sucker punch you and they catch you, they dry gulch you and you hit the deck, your reputation's ruined.
Hatchet,
don't judge a book on its cover.
Hatchet Kings.
Hatchet Kings, absolutely.
Yeah. 5-1.
The Platinum Club.
Right.
Also, 800-676-5200. All right, K-Guy, I'll check you later.
All right. There it is. Hatchet Kings. Yeah. Do you find out on Tuesday what his pick was? He unseals his pick on Tuesday for you. And you get 5-1. Yeah,
I mean, he's building the suspense. He's got, he's giving you everything you want.
It's unbelievable. It sounds like a great deal. I think DraftKings are going to be okay, I think they're going to be fine. But
interesting
concept.
And fan.
He'll unseal it.
You unseal an envelope with your picks on a Tuesday after everything's over.
Oh yeah, just missed.
I tell you. 100 to win 5.
Yeah.
That sounds like a deal. No one's giving out.
Great.
Like it's impossible not to win that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's take a quick one here. Absolute Marble. And at the bottom of the hour, Dale Ole is going to join us here. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Another expert in his field.
Yeah. So he's got a podcast or something that we'll talk about when he gets here. But right now, we've got to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite. My man Jeff Aronoff over there, he's just unbelievable. He has built this up from the ground into something that is just huge. It's not only in the city of Houston, but nationally. I've heard him. He says he's got stuff going on in Dallas. He's got stuff going on in Atlanta. I believe he's been up in Minnesota doing hotels, vanities for entire hotels, and doing countertops for just a big. It's no small jobs. It's got to be something big. You want a remodel job on your business or your home. You want to put in an entire outdoor kitchen or patio. This is what Jeff does every single day. So this is something that he will come to your home. He will customize it exactly for you. He will help you pick and design what it is that you want to do. It's what he did with us. It's what he will do with you. It's what he does every day. He's got all the suppliers. He's got everything you could possibly need. Got the books, and you can look at the pictures of exactly what he's going to do, and then he gets that job done. So give him a call. Let him start this process for you. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.